It is none other than David Cassidy. Good morning, David.
Good morning.
Hello. Now, tell us, what are you doing now? You were there, you had the biggest fan club in history, then we lost you for a few years, and now you're back.
Well, I'm thinking about coming back as a musical.
Yeah, who doesn't these days? Man, I'm lying.
I'm thinking about a musical called David Cassidy, The Lost Decade.
Exclamation mark. You've got to have the exclamation mark in there.
Exclamation part.
Yeah. What happened in that lost decade, David?
I'm still searching for it, my love. I've been working in the United States.
You've been in Vegas, haven't you?
You were
Barnum for what?
To be honest with you, although I find it pretty fascinating because so many people from the UK have come over, and yeah, I've been in Las Vegas for about 5 years, and I've been on tour in America, and I have a new new CD out, and.
But he doesn't need talking up. But when you say you've been in Vegas, everyone thinks, "Oh, what's he been doing?" You know, sort of playing some kind of lounge. I mean, you've been Barnum over there.
$150 million lounge.
Exactly. Yeah. So I mean, it wasn't like, oh, that missing some letters out on your name on the marquee. No, this was big time. This wasn't just playing Vegas, was it?
No, life was really, really good. I did a show called EFX. It became a huge hit for 2.5 years, and I wrote and produced a show that's actually still running there that I also directed called The Rat Pack Is Back, and I did a show with Sheena Easton for a year at the Rio Hotel.
Mm-hmm.
And the last year I've been out doing concerts all over the U.S., and I came over here in November and did about 5 shows that were all sold out when we put up the new CD out.
So is that right? You call Donny Osmond every day and say, Donny, you know, anyone can be a hit when they're a teenager, but...
I'm calling Donny Osmond every day.
Every single day.
You got me nailed.
Because Meryl won't take his calls anymore, so, you know, Don is a good guy. So carry on.
David, you got this new CD out, Then and Now. Now, I love the cover, because it's kind of like the old you, faded, kind of in a Vaseline round the edges of a kind of way, and then the you now kind of at the forefront.
Is it Vaseline exclamation point?
That's the title. It's the follow-up to Grease.
Vaseline point. Yes, in fact, it what was great going back in and re-recording a lot of my old the hits that were great songs, and from then, and also putting some new stuff. In fact, we're doing I'm doing a show tonight in which I am doing a couple of the new songs that I've never done before, and I've been in rehearsal the last few days. I flew over the day before yesterday, and today is a pretty special day for me because it's my birthday, and I'm...
No, you're kidding.
No, I'm not kidding. Today's my birthday, and
happy birthday!
How can you take time out of your birthday to talk to a nitwit local station like this? Seriously.